Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, my friends, and of course, welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein, on a wonderful Monday. Well, I hope it's Monday. If it's not, there's nothing I can... It doesn't matter. We begin with, of course, reaction to the Sports Bar Derby, where Thomas Tuchel's Chelsea side, or TTCS, as it's known, and Michael Carrick's Manchester United, or MCMU, drew at Stamford Bridge in the Premier League. I've no idea why I've gone acronym heavy there. This was the reaction on the Boot Room on TalkSport.
This is a very welcome point for Manchester United. They arrived here with a defensive lineup, Cristiano Ronaldo on the bench. It is finished. Chelsea 1, Manchester United 1.
Time now to hear from the interim to the interim manager, Michael Carrick.
Standing here a little bit disappointed and a bit frustrated really in the end of it. Understand the way the game went, that we were defending for spells and they were having corners and set plays and play around our box, but I felt quite confident and composed and comfortable with the way the boys were dealing with it. And to go ahead in the game and then not come away with it after a penalty that I don't think was a penalty is really frustrating.
If you'd asked me at the start of the game, especially when the team sheet came in, I'd have said,
you know what I mean,
I'll take a point now. But to concede the way they did, the penalty, sloppy defending again, having taken the lead and looked fairly resilient after scoring that goal, I think that's why Michael Carrick looks so frustrated.
And Chelsea finally have their goal, and Manchester United's defensive vigil comes to an end.
I was absolutely happy with what we played. Like I said, it was a pleasure to coach on the sideline. It was good atmosphere, was high rhythm, high intensity. We were aggressive. We were controlling the counter-attacks. We were brave, courageous, everything what it needs. It's in football sometimes like this, but there's only one team who deserves to win, it's us.
Cristiano Ronaldo has failed to score in 10 league appearances against Chelsea, and he may not score today because he is on the bench.
People look for a bit of drama. I was asked a few times about kickoff about it, you know, and it was Anto and Donny left on the bench today, but you could see the boys that came on, you know, they were there for the team. Cristiano was there for the team. I had a good chat with him this week. He's been fantastic. We decided that was the best way to go today, and I thought he was fantastic. I thought, obviously, the things that you won't see, but in and around the place, the changing room, the warm-up, travelling down, everything to do with it. I thought all the boys have been terrific. They all brought energy to the group, and to be honest, that's the most pleasing thing, and to see everyone sticking together and kind of earning your luck, which just didn't quite do enough to earn that win.
Do you think he's spoken to Ralf Rangnick and said, is it all right if I do this?
I was going to ask you exactly the same thing, because I don't think he'll get involved, Rangnick, until he's actually there in post on charge on Thursday. So I think that team lineup will have been all down to Michael Carrick.
Michael Carrick probably looks at it and thinks, do you know what, I'm not going to get the job like long term. If I'm going to pick a team, I'm going to pick the team what I think is going to do a job for me. It's a huge decision from Michael Carrick.
On to Pep Guardiola's Man City, who beat David Moyes' West Ham in the snow at the Etihad. Is it David Moyes' or David Moyes' West Ham? Which one? I think it doesn't matter. Just press play.
Well, I have to say, overall, the best team won today at the Etihad Stadium. It's finished Manchester City 2, West Ham 1.
There's no concern about I didn't expect against that team create the chances that we create today. So we are talking about West Ham, like a bit Liverpool, not far away, what they have done last season, what they are doing in the Europa League, what they're doing in the Premier League, and we create a lot of chances. And we didn't expect about PSG game, we were able to do it. We did it, and yeah, I'm more than satisfied for the performance and everything.
What really killed us was the second goal, because there was no need. We gave away an incredibly sloppy second goal, you know, in the 91st minute or something like that, which put the game away, really. It meant that there was, you know, that we weren't going to get back in it, really. It was going to make it that difficult.
He just slots it into the bottom right-hand corner. Brilliant finish from Fernandinho. Listen to this crowd. They love this man at this football club.
You know, and it's sometimes you just got to keep believing that you'll get another chance. Maybe we would have got a set piece. Maybe we would have got an opportunity to put them under pressure. And we got a goal, but we gave away a really sloppy second one, which was probably, for all the things in today's game, that was probably the most disappointing for me.
And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Got to say, the conditions here are absolutely appalling, and I am flabbergasted that at this present moment this game is still going ahead.
The ground staff, they were the heroes, otherwise we couldn't have no play, that's for sure. Say they did an incredible job, thank you so much, and the club is proud of them.
The referee done the right thing. We played it, we wanted the game played. We thought it might help us, it might, you know, hinder Man City more than it does. Actually, when the snow came down really heavily in the sort of the second part of the first half, I thought we lost our concentration with it, and I thought Man City were better than us at that period. Looked as if we were struggling to see it visually through the ball through it, or it felt like that through the snow. But it was heavy then, but I'm glad we played the game.
Now, amazingly, Spurs went unbeaten yesterday and didn't even concede a goal. Didn't even lose possession. Oh, their trip to Burnley was called off due to the weather. But there were two other games in the Premier League, starting with Leicester beating Watford in the Ranieri Derby.
Leicester into the top half, Watford two places and 4 points above the relegation zone. Leicester 4, Watford 2.
It ended a good week for us, and we had a good performance in midweek, started to return a little bit to our level. And then today against a team that scored 5 goals away at Everton, they beat Man United by, you know, and scoring 4 in the last game. So we know they're a dangerous opponent. But I thought I was really pleased with the performance. Good goals, good work ethic in the team. Yeah, very pleased.
Jamie Vardy's 8th and 9th goals of the season have helped the Foxes to victory and ensure no fairy tale return to the KP for Claudio Ranieri.
I want to say thank you to all the Leicester fans, but also to our Watford fans, because they came here and shout also my name and push behind our team. And I hope they are, our fans are proud of us. It was a big emotion. I do this job because the emotion is my life, and today was a fantastic day for me.
Chances for both sides in the first half. Everton were better in the second, but their fans made their displeasure known at the end after a defeat here. Brentford 1, Everton 0.
The recruitment at Everton has been shocking, and the wages that they've been on. Rodriguez last year, Gomez is another one. We spent massive money on just rubbish players.
I think that the players did everything on the pitch. They gave everything on the pitch. And I can understand the frustration of the fans, but that is part of the game. You have to do well, you have to try your best, and after you can win or not. And the fans are expecting that you must win this kind of games. But to be fair, I think the team did everything that they have to do for winning, apart from the precision in the accuracy in the final third.
And this is Perry Jerry Groves' reaction to what's going wrong for Rafa Benitez's Everton. Or is it Rafa Benitez's? No, it's Rafa Benitez's. Rafa's Everton. That's probably better.
I can't believe he didn't bring Damari Gray on at half-time, because he was excellent when he came on the right-hand side, put a lot of decent crosses in, but he left Alex Iwobi on, which I can't believe. And also, he's got 3 centre-forwards on the bench. Now, you're 1-0 down and you're chasing the game. He didn't bring centre-forward on. That doesn't make sense. You know, even Tosun, his goal score record ain't great, but at least he might put himself in
his
and around.
His playing record isn't great. I mean, he's hardly featured, has he?
Exactly. So it's just a mess at this particular time.
It's into the bottom left-hand corner. Ivan Toney scores, and Brentford lead Everton.
Think of the law statistics. There will be one time he miss a penalty, but let's say that'll still be way, 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 way out in the future. He is the world's best penalty taker. No doubt about that. He is the world's best Dylan Pilsen. And the best thing is, he's practicing it. So it's not by coincidence or luck. He's practicing it every single day. And that was big today. 3 points.
On to boxing. And this is Ben Shalom, the CEO of Boxer. That's with 2 X's, not eggs. Otherwise, it'll be Beg. No, doesn't matter. He confirmed that Amir Khan against Kell Brook is going to be announced today. Well, I've just done that, haven't I? And the All-British Dust-Up will take place in February, probably in a pub car park somewhere.
It's the biggest fight I've ever been involved in. It's or will be involved in. It's the biggest fight boxer I've been involved in. Kell Brook fought for a world title last year and looked good up until being stopped by perhaps the pound-for-pound king. And, you know, these guys are ages 34, 35. You almost get that direct comparison to the Pacquiao-Mayweather fight, and those guys were older, but the interest, and these guys would still compete extremely, you know, extremely well domestically. I think they're both at a similar age, similar point in their career. If the fight does happen, which it looks very, very close to be happening now, it's something that I'm just can't believe that we're involved in.
And for more boxing coverage on TalkSport, check out the Fight Night podcast. It's a podcast called Fight Night. It's available on the TalkSport app. This is Danny Kelly now and the gang on the Trans-Europe Express doing what they do best.
So the game between Belenenses and Benfica, in some ways, you know, perfectly standard fixture in the Portuguese calendar. But for those who haven't seen it on Twitter or news bulletins, just give people the timeline of what actually happened. We'll get into the background then.
Well, as you say, it's not Hackney Marshes. This is Benfica playing at Belenenses SAD, Lisbon Derby. Belenenses had issued an email before the game yesterday afternoon to the Portuguese League saying they had 17 players out with COVID complications and that they would have to start the game with 9 fit men. Of those 9, 2 of those would be goalkeepers, so they'd be playing a rush keeper. They didn't get a reply in time or a reply that was to their liking, so they had to start the game. So they duly did, reluctantly. After 50 seconds, they were a goal down. By half time, it was 7.
Wow.
Which in itself was a complete farce. The Benfica players weren't even celebrating the goals after the third or fourth one, I don't think. So by half time, 7-0, a 9-men side being completely overwhelmed. The sight as they went off of Belenenses SAD's president, Rui Pedro Soares, going off the pitch in tears. So they all disappeared down the tunnel. There was quite a long break, suspiciously long half-time break, and there was a talk that perhaps they weren't going to come back out again, but they did. They duly reappeared. Belenenses kicked off with 7 players because 2 had gone down injured at half-time mysteriously. So they started the second half with 7. And it was a wonderful kickoff to João Monteiro, who's one of the goalkeepers, the goalkeeper playing out. He lobbed the ball forward as far as he could and then fell down on his backside, clutching the back of his thigh. You know what's coming next, obviously.
Yeah.
He's shaking his head. There's no way I can carry on. They were down to 6, and at that point, the referee had to call it off.
Now, the ECB Managing Director, Ashley Giles, addressed the media over the weekend ahead of the Ashes getting underway next month. It's the first time anyone has spoken from within the England camp since Azim Rafiq's testimony to the DCMS. He said the national side's recent success has been because of the diversity and culture created within the dressing room.
I will only really talk about my experience of our dressing room. My experience of this dressing room are very positive. It feels like we have a real diversity in our playing group, a group that works incredibly well together, supports each other, in most instances, if not all instances, appreciates each other's differences. And in our whiteboard team particularly, you know, a really diverse group of people. And if anything, I suppose the results alone of that team, 2019 World Cup winners, number one in the world in T20 cricket, perhaps is almost the best demonstration of the power of diversity or the strength of diversity that we have in cricket right now. But saying that, you know, we clearly need to make sure that everyone has the same opportunities to enjoy the game and play the game. You know, listening to the lived experiences of Azim, and clearly they're the lived experience of others, we've got to do much better. And I'm sure we will do much better. Discrimination of any form just isn't acceptable.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. Don't forget, of course, to hit the subscribe button. I am back on TalkSport tonight. Yeah, tonight, 10 p.m. And Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar alongside the Moonface, Jason Cundy, 10 o'clock. And then, of course, I will be doing Drive for the rest of the week from 4 till 7. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein Talksport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning. So thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, remember, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.